Blessed, blessed day, everyone. Welcome to our midweek study. Today marks the end of our study on the Ten Commandments because we will be looking at the tenth and final commandment. But of course, we would continue on studying the book of Exodus. Pero with regards to our short study on the Ten Commandments, we will be looking at the tenth and final commandment. Exodus 20, verse 17. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. The tenth word. Pray muna po tayo. Lord, we thank you for having been with us all throughout the study. In fact, Lord, we would like to honor you and bless you and worship you for how you've been so faithful, Lord, all throughout this quarantine period. We praise you, Lord, for how we are in the perfect place and the perfect time for us to be more sensitive and to be more in tune to your word. We pray that as we study today, we would indeed, Lord, be looking at not just the letter of the word, but the heart and the implications of this wonderful command. We thank you. We love you. We pray that you would teach to us and preach to our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Grabe, ang bilis, no? Ten commandments na tayo. Nasa tenth commandment na tayo. And I pray lovingly that we have been looking at not just the letter of the law, right? But as well as the heart or the moral principles behind each command. And let me just say this. It has been very convicting for me. As we looked at every commandment, diba? Sana ganun din po sa inyo. Sana wag natin sayangin ang pag-aaral na to for us to be examined by the Word and to be really meditating on each command. Ngayon, I've mentioned this before and I think it's worth mentioning that if you grew up in a Roman Catholic environment, the Ten Commandments that you know or the Ten Commandments that was taught to you dun sa catechism ng Catholic, Roman Catholic catechism, ay medyo iba siya sa what we find in Scripture. Sa catechism, yung katuruan ng mga Roman Catholics, it does not include verse 4 as the second commandment. Yes, it's in their Bible, but they would not teach that as part of their catechism, yung kanilang formal teaching. It does not include the fourth commandment of the fourth verse, which is, thou shalt not make for yourselves graven images, carved images, as their second commandment. They left that out. Alam natin yun kung bakit. Kasi for a religious system that is worship ng images is significant sa kanila, of course, they would not mention that. They would leave that out. So that makes the Ten Commandments 9. And so what they did is they divided the Tenth Commandment into 2. Kasi nga, so of all the remaining commandments, yung Tenth Commandment ang very convenient at very simple na i-divide. Right? So they would have the Ninth Commandment as, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. And the Tenth Commandment, the tenth commandment would be, you shall not covet thy neighbor's goods. And I want you to notice that in doing so, kailangan nilang magkaroon ng konting alteration. They need to change the order. Kasi in scripture, diba, sa text na ito, tinan nyo yung Bible nyo. Coveting your neighbor's house goes before coveting your neighbor's wife. Eh, sa kanila, ang ninth commandment is thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. Tenth commandment is thou shalt not covet your neighbor's goods. So, as we look at scripture, at the Bible, mas nauna yung house kaysa sa wife. Right? And we understand again why they do that. Do not mention the real second commandment in their formal catechism. Do not worship carved images, make for themselves carved images na significant sa kanila is understandable. And we need to understand, friends, Scripture dictates that there are indeed 10 commandments. Hindi siyam, hindi ilabing isa. Because that is what we see from Scripture. Go to Exodus 34, verse 28. It would read, "So he was there with the Lord 40 days, talking about Moses, and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments." So Exodus 34 explicitly says there are 10 commandments. Deuteronomy 4, verse 13. "And he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, that is, the 10 commandments, and he wrote them on two tablets of stone." Deuteronomy 10, verse 4. "And he wrote on the tablets in the same writing as before the 10 commandments." So there are indeed 10 commandments. Hindi lang ito heading ng Bible. It's in Scripture. It's in the inspired revelation of God that there are indeed 10 commandments. Right? And so once you try to do away with one, you need to do something with the rest. And the 10th commandment, yung ating pag-aaralan ngayon, was the most convenient commandment to divide for them. Pero yung 10th commandment is actually, "You shall not covet." It is a prohibition to covet. So the commandment here is to, "You shall not covet." And we are given examples of that in this text. Huwag kang mag-imbot. "You shall not covet." Ano itsura? "You shall not covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife, etc." Right? In fact, if you go to Romans 7, New Testament, Romans 7, verse 7, we would hear Paul say that, we would hear Paul mention the 10th commandment. Romans 7, verse 7. "What then shall we say?" says Paul. "That the law is sin? By no means. Yet, if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known that it is what it is to covet if the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.'" So, Paul, an inspired writer of Scripture, testifies that there are indeed 10 commandments, and the 10th commandment is, "You shall not covet." So, yung Exodus 20 verse 17 is the 10th commandment. Yung Exodus 20 verse 4 to 5 is the 2nd commandment. Now, yung 10th commandment po, it talks about sin that takes place only in the heart. Only in the heart. It is a matter of the heart. It is an attitude. It is a matter of strong emotion. As such, coveting is somewhat unique. Unique siya so sa the rest of the commandments. Bakit? Kasi yung evil ng prohibition ng the rest of the commandments are such that you could be tried for it. Pwede kang litisin sa konteksto na, di ba? Pwede kang litisin, and if you're found guilty of committing a certain act, then you can be sentenced. Diba? This act, sa 10th commandment, is actually based on an inward attitude, an inward feeling. Siyempre, of course, society cannot see that. Diba? Society cannot convict people with regards to how we feel and what we think. The final commandment then is a prohibition, is a forbidden feeling, not a forbidden act. Of course, we know na lahat ng sin comes from the heart, nag-germinate sa heart, nagisimula sa puso natin. Yet though, everything is a matter of the heart, all except this one in the 10 commandments talks about visible deeds. Ito hindi eh. This is talking about an invisible desire na hindi pwede makita ng mga tao. But unless you act that out. And so let me just say that this proves that the 10 commandments, that these commandments are indeed from God. Dahil just lamang ang nakakita ng ating mga puso. Again, of all the commandments, this is the commandment that we sin against regularly and consistently. Opo. As you would see later. So what does it mean to covet? Ano ba yung sabihin ng covet? Ano ba sa Tagalog yung covet? Huwag kayong mag-imbot, right? What does it mean to covet? Covet or coveting means a desire. A desire. And in and of itself, that word covet in the original language is morally neutral. Kindly go to Genesis, where we would see this first use. Genesis 2 verse 9. Sabi ng Panginoon Diyos, and out of the ground, the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yung salitang pleasant in Genesis 2:9 is the same word that we can see in Exodus 20:17, yung covet. So, the word translated as pleasant is the same word translated as covet in Exodus 20 verse 17. And this is before the fall. And it's telling us, ito yung pleasant, maganda sa paningin, desirous, delectable. Right? So, we are saying that this word in and of itself is a neutral word. Pero after the fall, we would see this word again. Nung nagkasala, in the fall, we would see this again. Go to Genesis 3:6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. The word desirable, Eve desired, is the same word. So Eve desired the forbidden fruit, what was forbidden for her to have. So, nagkaroon ng kasalanan. So, just showing you that the word itself it can mean neutral. In fact, Paul encouraged the Corinthians to desire the greater things, the greater gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:31, desire the greater gifts. Pero yung covet dito sa context ng Ten Commandments is a strong desire. It is a motivation so strong that one who covets something will have it in any way possible, even if it involves evil. Coveting is a consuming desire which is highly competitive. It is an evil attitude, mga kapatid. It is a desire, an emotion coming from within that yung hindi mo insatiable siya, meaning hirap kang kontrolin. In fact, coveting is a kind of conspiracy in one's soul to commit evil. But let me just say that just because it's the 10th commandment, di ba, nasa 10 utos na tayo, ibig sabihin nito, it's the least of all the commandments. Hindi po, far from it. In fact, go back to Romans 7, verse 7. Of all the sins na pwedeng i-mention ni Pablo, the Apostle Paul, what did he mention? It's the sin of coveting. Right? Romans 7, verse 7. What shall we say then? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet if I had not been, yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known that what it is to covet if the law had not said, "You shall not covet." So of all the sins that he can mention, he mentioned coveting, since it is indeed the sin that we often commit. Kahit si Pablo attests to that. He even attests to that. Now again, this law is not the 10th commandment. Ito hindi siya utos na ikasampu dahil siya ay least. In fact, we may say that this commandment links the rest of the commandment together. Let me show you. Because of covetousness, yung strong desire for material wealth, for desiring financial gain or whatever, or yung maraming mga garbong pangarap, right? Because of our covetousness, we worship things rather than God, di ba? And these desires of ours can be our idols. Diba? If we make for ourselves the material things as our as things that can please us, as things that can satisfy us, then we have made for ourselves an idol. And minsan, because of our covetousness, desire to have earthly gain, we take the Lord's name in vain. We do not have regard for His name and everything that He represents. Because of covetousness, it brings people to work hard. Work again. There's nothing wrong with working hard, okay? But at times, because of material things, people work and work and work without resting. Right? We are commanded to work 6 days and to rest 1 day to worship and thank God. You see how this sin is linked to the whole Ten Commandments? Because of covetousness, people have dishonored parents. Hindi po ba? Because of covetousness, people would kill and steal, driven by strong desires. People have lied, but they have they will bear false witness for the sake of getting what they want. Adultery, adulterous relationship comes and springs forth from a covetous heart. Napansin nyo, everything starts from a covetous heart. And here it is forbidding us to desire those that can never be lawfully ours. So, in the context of the Ten Commandments, what is it forbidden? It is forbidden to desire things that can never be ours. Look at Exodus 20, verse 17 again. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. You are prohibited to desire your neighbor's things, your neighbor's wife. Coveting wants what is forbidden, that which belongs to another and which we cannot have. Of course, pwede tayong bentahan ng mga gamit ng ating mga ng ating kapwa. Right? But what we have here, di ba? Wife? The assumption here, I believe, is that we covet what is it that we cannot have or what it is that our neighbors are not willing to give up. His wife, his land, he cannot give up and he's not willing to give up. Again, friends, there's nothing wrong with desiring things, desiring good things. I mean, if you desire a good education, yeah, that's wonderful. If you desire to have a better house, then that's good. But when you are prompted to desire a nicer house, a nicer car, because someone you know has a nicer house and a nicer car, then it is already sin. If you need a new car, kunyari, sira na yung kotse mo, tas may means ka namang bumili ng bagong kotse, at you think it's good stewardship and you prayed for that, then go for it. But when you're prompted to buy a new car, when your car is okay pa naman, because simply because your neighbor has a brand new car, that is covetousness. Naalala niyo yung meme sa Facebook, di ba? Yung mga picture, yung isang mama nag-drive ng SUV and he was looking up at an airplane. He was saying, how I wish it would be great if I have my own private jet. Then next to him is someone who's driving a nice car and he was thinking to himself how it would be nice for me to be driving an SUV. Tapos katabi niya is someone driving a motorcycle at sabi ng nag-drive ng motorcycle, sana meron din ako nito. It would be nice. It would be perfect. And then someone riding a bicycle was looking at the motorcycle and thinking, it would be nice for me to have a motorcycle. And someone walking is looking at the bicycle. He was thinking to himself, it would be nice for me to have a bicycle. You see, covetousness starts from within. If we're not careful, di ba? And so search your hearts right now. What are you desiring to have? Again, there's nothing wrong to desire things, a better education for yourselves or for your kids, a nice looking house, comfortable house, to have your own house. I desire to have my own house as well. But what is prompting you to do that? Is it because you saw someone you know, or maybe sa social media na fina-follow nyo, na ang ganda ng bahay at sana ganun din ako? Be very, very careful, friends. You may be in defiance against this commandment. Covetousness is a sin because it desires to have what is not yours. This kind of covetousness is self-centered. It's a sin. It is sin. Why is it sin? First, covetousness hinders you from being generous, which God requires of His people. Nalala niyo yung ating commandment sa not stealing? Ang kabaliktaran nun is to be working. And why are you commanded to work? Those who steal no more. But you should work so that you could do good works. Right? Look at Deuteronomy 15, verse 7 to 10. And it reads, "If there is a poor man with you, one of your brothers, in any of your towns, in your land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart nor close your hand from your poor brother. But you shall freely open your hand to him and shall generously lend him sufficient for his need in whatever he lacks. Beware lest there is a base thought in your heart saying, 'The seventh year, the year of remission is near,' and your eye is hostile toward your poor brother." Context. Kasi sa kanila, pag nagbigay ka, pag nagpahiram ka, on the seventh year, the Sabbath year, dapat wiped out na yon. Sabi, ito yung warning, the seventh year, you're saying this in your heart, "The year of remission is near, and your eye is hostile toward your poor brother, and you give him nothing, then he may cry to the Lord against you. It will be a sin in you. You shall generously give to him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all your undertakings." So, to be covetous or to be coveting, to have a covetous heart, to be coveting is sin because it hinders you from being generous to other people. Hindi na lang ako magbigay kasi nako. Right? And in the context ng binasa natin, kasi pag binigay ka, hindi akong mabayaran. Or malapit na kasi Sabbath year. And then, therefore, hindi ko na siya pwedeng singilin. Remember Paul, when he was collecting offerings for the poor church? Go to 2 Corinthians 9, verse 5. This is what we read. 2 Corinthians 9, 5. "So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance for the gift you have promised, so that it might may be ready as a willing gift, not as an exaction." Ano yung sabihin ng exaction? Listen to another version. "So I thought it necessary to urge the brethren that you would go on ahead to you, that they would go on ahead to you and arrange beforehand your previously promised bountiful gift, that the same might be ready as a bountiful gift and not affected by covetousness." So you see, covetousness can hinder you from being generous. From being generous. "The one who is covetous wants more. Therefore, he would not give away. He would be inclined to not give what he has already." Covetousness is the number one enemy of generosity. Think for a minute. Ilang pagkakataon na that you had to give someone in need. Tapos nag-isip ka, teka lang, pag binigay ko to, sayang naman. Right? Or you would be giving specific things and then thinking about buying another thing like that right away. Friends, covetousness thinks of generosity as a threat to the accumulation of things. Right? Second, but ito sin. Sin hinders generosity towards your brother or your neighbor. The sin of covetousness is destructive and dangerous. Dahil ito kadalasan ang motibo sa mga offenses against one's neighbor. The man who covets his neighbor's ox is likely to steal his ox. Diba? His neighbor's ox. While coveting does not lead to sin right away, that the act of it, sin most often begins in coveting and with coveting in the heart. Thus, the scripture speaks of coveting as the source of many evils. Pansinin niyo yung storya sa Joshua. Joshua 7:21. This is talking about Achan. Sabi nga ni Achan, nung kinonfront siya ni Joshua, "When I saw among the spoil a beautiful cloak from Shinar and 200 shekels of silver and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them and took them. And see, they are hidden in the earth inside my tent with the silver underneath." I mean, we know what happened to Achan. Diba? Dahil sa kanyang pagkukovet, natalo ang bayang Israel laban si Ai. At dahil sa kanyang pagkukovet, ano nangyari? Nadamay ang kanyang buong sambahayan. Coveting can lead to destruction. It's very dangerous. Right? Covetousness can lead to self-destruction. Listen to 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10. "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Listen, according to scripture, this passage, sa listahan ng mga kasalanang, of course, one sin can condemn you. Right? But why is it that named with the list is covetousness? Hindi po ba? Covetousness, again, and stealing are parang magkakambal yan, di ba? Isama natin yung pagsisinungaling. Triplet yan. When you covet, you would lie. And when you're lying, you would, ang sabi natin ba, kapatid ng magnanakaw ang sinungaling. Why is this sin? Because it's idolatry. Simply put, the Ten Commandments started with a prohibition against idolatry. And we are ending with the sin of covetousness. And covetousness is, simply put, idolatry. Why? Because a covetous man worships self and material possessions. Isang passage, Ephesians 5:3-6. "But do not let immorality or any impurity or greed even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man, who is an idolater," ano sabi? Binanggit dito ni Pablo, a covetous man is an idolater, "has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God." This text tells us that a covetous man, one who covets, is an idolater. Thus, we now are coming in full circle. Napansin nyo, di ba? Sabi ko kayo na, this commandment links the rest of the commandments together. A covetous man worships self, worships earthly and material possessions, and he would do anything and everything He would put the Lord's name in vain. He would not. He would disregard the Sabbath or resting, keeping it holy to worship God and thank Him. He would. He has made material possessions as his idol. He would dishonor parents. You see? He would kill for it. Ba? Galit lang. Pagpatay na. A competitor to a desire. He would do anything to get rid of this competitor. Siraan siya, bearing false witness. Again, friends, this is not the 10th commandment because this is the least of all the commandment. See the far-reaching implication? When we started looking at each commandment, naalala niyo po yun, sabi ko po, we should not be looking at the letter of the law. We should not be looking at the literal interpretation of the law in its context. We also need to look at the heart or the moral principle behind the law. Like sinabi ni Cristo sa Matthew 5, ang magalit lang sa kapwa, pumatay na, tumingin na malaswa, nangalo niya na, right? And we said the far-reaching implications and applications are really convicting. It's really probing. And seriously, friends, I hope you are getting this. If you're not at all, at least convicted, dun sa lahat ng ating pinag-aralan, maybe you're not listening at all. Maybe you're not looking at your Bibles at all. But sabi rin natin, mga kapatid, as we look at each commandment, we also need to look at the implied opposite. That for every command, there is a prohibition. And for every prohibition, there is an implied command behind it. For example, you shall not murder tells us that we should value life. You shall not steal, we should work. Diba? And be generous to others. To take the Lord's name in vain, we are commanded to value and have high regard for God and everything that He represents. Same with this commandment. So ano yung opposite? Ano yung opposite ng you shall not covet? You shall not covet. What is the implied opposite? Let's look at the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Ang ganda nun. Question number 80. This is the question. Westminster Shorter Catechism, question number 80. What is required in the 10th commandment? And it reads, the answer. The 10th commandment requires full contentment with our own condition, with the right and charitable frame of spirit toward our neighbor and all that is his. Ulitin ko. Ano raw ba ang kailangan? What is required of the 10th commandment? We're looking at the implied opposite. The 10th commandment requires full contentment with our own condition, with the right and charitable frame of spirit toward our neighbor and all that is his. To be content with where you are and what you have, and to be happy for your neighbor. Kung ano meron siya. Go to Hebrews 13, verse 5. And it reads, keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Wow! Ano yung opposite na implied? To be content and to trust in God's sovereignty. You see, friends, listen. To be covetous, to be coveting, right? Is to not be content with what God has given you. It is an offense to God because to covet is to be ungrateful to God's providence and to God's sovereignty. Papaano? Let's say we know that God is infinitely, faithfully, and eternally good. I always say that. And we can find that in Scripture. It's all around Scripture, all over Scripture. And He causes all things to work out together for good. Diba? Alam natin yon. And we know the ultimate good there, right? To be conformed to the image of His Son. And if we, listen, and if we feel offended, and if we feel slighted a bit sa mga bagay na hindi binibigay sa atin ng Diyos, but meron siya, but ako wala? Then you are thinking the same way that Eve was thinking when she coveted what was forbidden for her to have. Ano ba yung pinapakita nun? She did not trust that God is good. That God is forbidding them to have this dahil that's for their own good. We're telling God that He doesn't know what He's doing and we know better. And if you take a careful look, it's more of a sin of unbelief. Because we do not trust in His sovereign providential care. Tignan niyo ulit yung Hebrews 13 verse 5. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content. Why should we be content? Because with what you have, for He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's why. Why should we be content? Because God is our portion. God is our inheritance. Right? If we trust Him for our eternity, diba? Romans 8:32, He who did not spare His Son for you, why would He not give you all things? He has provided for you, hasn't He? Right? And we're not talking about like the our desires, the earthly desires. He has provided for us, right? Even in this pandemic. Why should we be content? Because He is enough. More than enough. If God is our portion, how can we be saying that He has not given us things that are enough? How can we say we don't have enough? So again, let me ask you, how's your heart? How is your heart? Are we laying for ourselves treasures in heaven or here on earth na pwedeng sirain, mabulok, at nakawin? Are we heavenly minded or are we earthly minded? Again, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having things. But if things are having you, let me put it this way. It's not wrong to possess things, but for things to possess you, to rule you, that's a different story. That is coveting. That is idolatry. And we are all guilty, di ba? Guilty lahat tayo sa sin na ito. We are all guilty. The remnants of the flesh is so strong. In that this commandment against coveting would only make us covet for even more. Siguro, nung na-mention ko kayo yung SUV, may naalala kayong kaibigan niyo may SUV o may kailala kayong kaibigan niyo may magandang bahay and then you are desiring to have a house like his or hers. The remnant of the flesh are so strong in us that this commandment against coveting only makes us covet much more. Paul testifies about that, right? Romans 7, verse 8 to 14. But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law. But when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died. The very commandment that promised life proved to be death to me. For sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me and through it killed me. So the law is holy and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. The law is good. The law governs our hearts. But in our frailty, the law exposes our sins. And so, anong dapat natin gawin? How should we end this study on the 10th commandment? Let's go back to Exodus 20. And let me read to you verse 7. Onward, 17 onwards. Diba? We're looking at the 10th commandment. This was given by God to Moses, through Moses to his people. Listen to the 10th commandment, 17. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Verse 18. Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood afar, far off. We see here the utter desperation that these people felt because of the glory of God and God giving them these commandments. And we know that these commandments require perfection. Be perfect, for I am perfect. Who can be that? Who can do that? Noong nagsimula tayo sa first commandment, ang hirap na nun eh. Second, third, fourth, and we're now in the 10th commandment. And we are condemned by the letter of the law, by the spirit of the law, by the implied opposite. What should we do? Let's go back to Romans 7. And you will end with this. Sabi natin kanina, of all the commandment, of all the sin that Paul could have mentioned, he mentioned covetousness. Hindi ko malalaman na bawal pala yung, hindi ko nakita na bawal mag-imbot. At dahil doon, mas lalo akong nag-imbot. I coveted all the more. Right? And in Romans 7, this is where we see from verse 18, for I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right. He has the desire, but he cannot do it, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. Ano sabi niya? Wretched man that I am. Ano sabi sa Exodus 20 verse 18? They were fearful. Friends, as we were studying each commandment, I pray that we were fearful. I pray that you were fearful. I pray that as we examined our hearts with every commandment, I pray that we saw that we could not meet this. We could not be faithful consistently, regularly, continuously in observing these laws. Wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Verse 25 is where we end. Verse 25 is where we see the gospel. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And praise the Lord. Listen, that those who believe in Him, in Christ, those who put his or her trust and confidence in the finished work of Jesus Christ, would be imputed His righteousness. Remember, Jesus said, I came not to abolish but to fulfill the law. And He did, with perfection. He did. He lived a blameless life. So that when you believe in Him, when you put your confidence in Him, God would impute His Son's righteousness on you. And your sins, your frailty, your disobedience to these sins and the rest and the implications and the applications and the far-reaching examples of it will be placed on Jesus' shoulders. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him, in Christ, we could be made the righteousness of God. The law has condemned us, and I pray that we are just like the Israelites, shaking, trembling. I pray that we would be like Paul, wretched man that I am. I pray that you see. I pray that you would see the need for the gospel. And the Bible again is right. That these commandments, that the law, are tutors. Ang law ay tutor. Ang tutor po ay guide noong unang panahon sa kanilang kultura, sa panahon ng nila Pablo, wherein mag-aalaga hanggang sa pwede silang dalhin sa graduate na into maturity. The law is just like that, tutoring us to lead us to Christ, tutoring us to see that we cannot do it, ushering us to see the beauty, the majesty, the awesomeness of the gospel in the person and the finished work of Jesus Christ. You shall not covet brought us to Christ, diba? And I pray, friends, if you're listening for the first time and this is the first time you've heard this, the Bible is very clear. It's not me who's saying this. The Bible is very clear. No one is righteous, not even one. Not even one. All have swerved away. No one seeks after God. No one understands. The Bible says that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. But the Bible also says, but God, being rich in mercy, made us alive in Him and loved us with an everlasting love. That if you put your trust in Him, if you, in repentant faith, run to Him, He would never cast you away. Run to Him. As you were convicted by our inability to fulfill the law consistently, regularly, and continuously, run to the one who perfectly fulfilled the law, and the one who loves you to give you rest, to give you His righteousness, to give you salvation. At doon naman po sa mga naligtas na ng ating Panginoon Diyos, isn't it wonderful to be reminded of this gospel? I'm humbled every time I'm reminded of the gospel because salamat na lamang sa Panginoon Diyos kung paanong siya ang umabot. Had it not been for Him reaching out and giving me life, giving me faith, I would continue on trying to save myself when in fact I cannot. Praise the Lord for His Son. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Jesus Christ, our Lord. Manalangin tayo. Lord, we thank You for teaching us. We praise You, Lord, for being with us all throughout the study of the Ten Commandments. And I pray, and I pray that we were indeed blessed, we were encouraged, we were convicted, we were humbled, that we would be driven, Lord, to worship You by living for You. Thank You, Lord, for these 10 words, these 10 commandments that has confronted our hearts and has led us to our beautiful Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank You for teaching. Thank You for preaching to our hearts. And thank You, Lord. We praise You, Lord, in the remaining hours of the night. We love You. In Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. See you all next week. God bless.